prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm here every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Huge broadcast lined up for you today, jam-packed with news and information. We'll also be taking your calls from all over the United States, Canada, and the world. We're routinely getting calls from as far afield as Japan and Australia. In the second hour, we're going to analyze a massive BBC hit piece that was run primarily on myself and several others that just ended 6 minutes ago. I happen to have two colleagues, two members of my crew who live and work in England, in London and Sheffield. They're the webmasters and editors for PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv, three of my news and video websites. And literally just 5-6 minutes ago before the show started, I was on the phone listening to the audio of the end of the hour-long TV special, 9/11 Conspiracies, attacking those of us that question the official fable that's been completely disproven and shown to be a fraud. We got internal leaks from inside BBC that it was going to be a hit piece. A few months ago, BBC was here in studio videotaping this Sunday show that I do. Here out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and syndicated out across the land. And after a week of interviews, they ended on that Sunday night, and basically the director, the producer, Guy Smith, told me it was a hit piece and laughed at me and said that he didn't believe a word I'd said, and he wouldn't let me get into any of the real issues concerning the fraud that is the official conspiracy theory concerning 9/11, the fable. So we'll break that down with Paul Watson, joining us from England in the second hour, and get his take. Who knows, we may even get Steve Watson, his brother, one of my other colleagues, to get his take from London on the piece. I know he was there as well watching it. In fact, we wrote a story earlier this week about the oncoming hit piece before it had even been released, and that was picked up as one of the top stories on Dig, rated number 55 of the biggest websites in the world. To give you an idea how big Dig is and their front page is, number 55, Drudge, is 500 and something right now, and we got millions of readers on that story. So already we have been exposing and battling the BBC's hit piece before it was even released, and we'll be breaking that down and analyzing it coming up for part of the second hour. I know we already basically had loaded phones before the show even started, but because we have open phones and don't really screen your calls and let you bring up any issue or news item you'd wish, that's fine. But let me give the number out for those that don't know it. It's 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ, or locally in Central Texas, if you're listening to the Texas affiliate, it's 836-0590, and we'll get you up on the air. Okay, I literally have 50-something articles here. There's no way to cover them all, but I intend to give each story a mention. You know, some days I just cover two or three big issues, maybe one topic. Other shows, we just open the phones up. And then other shows, I tend to just cover a whole bunch of different issues, sometimes as many as 100 of them, just giving them a mention. But I don't like doing that because I like to get into depth. But, again, there's no way to, with the time constraints, to actually do that. That's why I suggest you visit PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com to really get the threat assessment that we put out daily, exposing what the Global Crime Syndicate is doing and how they're destroying our nation's sovereignty. Here's just some of the news in front of me today. New York Post, those who oppose surge in Congress are guilty of treason. We'll be going over that. Hillary liar Clinton urges start of Iraq pullout in 90 days. We'll be going over that. A report that is just extremely damning to the FBI out of the Orlando News. It's also in Reuters, but the Orlando Sentinel broke the story on Thursday. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. Now, MS Communications happens to syndicate this show, and I was very proud of them back in 1998 when they gave first place Bum Steer Award, a big insult in Texas, the number one magazine in this state, a national magazine, to the FBI for creating a Klan group outside of Dallas and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant. Now, I actually put that in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, that I made in 2000, and then we showed a whole bunch of other documents and mainstream articles where from Germany to England to the U.S., most of the white supremacist groups aren't infiltrated with feds. They're run by intelligence agencies. We'll explain to you why they do that and give you the evidence coming up as well. Just despicable that the government is behind this hate and this type of attempt at getting people to have racial divides and to divide and conquer this population. So we'll be going over that. Also, a new chapter in Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, trying to be a bellwether, claiming he had the power, without the legislature's action, to order all school-age girls in the state of Texas, millions and millions of children, to take an experimental live cancer virus vaccine. And the New York Times has now weighed in, furor on rush to require cervical cancer vaccine. And then I wanted to integrate that with some other health news today. Suppressed report shows cancer link to genetically modified potatoes. About 3 years ago, I interviewed a Nobel Prize winner on this subject, and I also interviewed another top scientist who's mentioned in the article, Dr. Arpad Puzvaitai, who is one of the top scientists in England and actually developed much of the Chimera cross-species food plants that we are now eating, and he was making millions of dollars personally a year himself, and then he found out it was killing more than half of the rats and mice they just fed normal potatoes to that had been crossed with other species, other life forms, non-plant, and he went public, and they tried to run him out. Now, other major institutions and governmental institutions worldwide have done multiple studies and found that indeed, and by the way, most potatoes you now eat have this type of gene sequencing, and they create new amino acids. There's only 50-something amino acids in the natural world. They create new amino acids that cannot be absorbed and are highly poisonous proteins in the body. Okay, this is actually the whole world's genetic code is basically very similar, and it all works together. A plant versus an animal versus photoplankton or animal plankton. Now they're creating new building blocks that have never existed, that our bodies cannot absorb, and that are toxic. There is no debating this, but now we have the London Independent with a damning report where the, and by the way, most potatoes are now chimera cross species. That is, they have cockroach genes, grasshopper genes, salmon genes, pig genes. For some reason, insect genes really work well. And again, they only make the genetically modified change for one specific attribute, that the potatoes be bigger or the potatoes last longer. But then it randomly changes hundreds and in some cases thousands of other factors in the potato. We're just talking about potatoes here. And so we wonder why cancer's exploding and why all this is happening. This is just one more reason. I'm already digressing. Some good news. This out of Forbes magazine. Retinal implant restores limited sight to the blind where they can see the shapes of people, light, be able to cross the street. And that's only with 16 cell electrodes. When they go up to 60, they believe that it is going to be just a lot better, and they're only a few years away from being able to basically restore full sight. This is good news. This is amazing, exciting news. I wanted to spend some time on that. But first, when we get back, New York Post, those who oppose surge in Congress are guilty of treason. Let's talk about treason. Let's talk about who's really guilty of treason. Then we'll get into who's behind the Nazis and much more. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones. Blasting out border to border and worldwide. We'll be right back.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Everything. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, if you call in and tell the folks answering the phones that you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. I see here with some of the comments that at least one person does, so they'll go to the head of the line, but they were already there. The person called in before the show even started. So Mark in Georgia, you'll get to hit me with your best shot after the news coming up in a few minutes. Let me get into the stuff that really matters right now. The New York Post, those who oppose the surge in Congress are guilty of treason. This out of the New York Times. Treason screamed the front page of the New York Post today in reaction to Friday's vote in the House of Representatives, which easily passed a non-binding, I would add toothless, resolution opposing President Bush's troop surge in Iraq. 17 Republicans joined the Democrats in the vote. The Post, Ralph Peters, called it the most disgraceful congressional action since the Democratic Party united to defend slavery roughly 150 years ago. Peters charged providing aid and comfort to the enemy in wartime is treason. It's not just politics, it's treason. The vote was a huge morale booster for al-Qaeda, for Iraq's Sunni insurgents, and for the worst of the Shia militias. We've reached a low point in the history of our government when a substantial number of legislators would welcome an American defeat in Iraq for domestic political advantage. If you were in Iraq, would you be willing to trust Americans and risk your life after the United States Congress voted to abandon you? Okay, let me go over this. Oliver North, a month ago, went on Fox News and wrote an editorial saying that the troop surge was a horrible idea, and to stick 21,600 troops, now we've learned the number's really going to be 40, but over 10,000 have already been deployed, in undefended sub-police stations around Baghdad and one other city, that it would do absolutely nothing but encourage the insurgency. All the major CIA assessments have said the presence there is contributing to the destabilization and the ongoing activities. So I guess now Oliver North is an evil commie liberal who is against the precious troop surge. The troop surge was done for one reason. It's now come out in the news. It wasn't hard for me to figure out what it was done for, and then later it was admitted. I got on air the day it happened, and I said, this is so they can have a debate about the troop increase instead of having a debate about the fact that the Democrats were sent to Congress with that huge landslide mandate, the number one issue in the polls. 78% of Americans want a de-escalation, want the troops home. They were sent there to bring the troops home, so instead of having a debate about a bill down or a drawdown, no, ladies and gentlemen, they want to now have a debate about the increase. So it was a dog and pony show, had nothing to do with the military aims of the operation. This is just the facts. So now you're a traitor, now you're treasonous. I thought in this country it was about the elected representatives of the people going there and doing what the people told them to do and following the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The war was never declared. We were lied there. We have the White House memo where the White House premeditatedly talked about staging WMD discoveries and lying to the people. That's on record. We also know that they plan to have the troops there at least 30 years. They lied when they said they'd be home by Christmas. The White House and Pentagon's own strategy says they want to have civil war, break the country in three pieces, and use the civil war as an excuse to keep troops there to control the oil supply, to actually not sell oil, to then boost prices. The Saudis were always mad, and OPEC was always mad at Iraq for overpumping. Go pull your newspaper articles out from the eve of Desert Storm, Desert Shield in 1990 when Saddam drove oil prices down to where you were paying, 90 cents a gallon at the pump. So, by the way, most Americans, they've done polls, don't know the difference between a Shia and a Sunni. They don't know. Most Americans can't tell you who the vice president is in major polls, but they've got their opinion about Iraq, and the government and the corporate interests and the defense contractors that control our government know that. Look, the Democrats did this because their constituency is mad at them, so they had to act like they were doing something on Iraq. Even if this would have passed the Senate, which it didn't, it got blocked by 5 votes. It's toothless. It does nothing. It just says we think we ought to look at a strategy in the future of removing some of the troops. Okay, the troops are doing nothing there but getting killed. That those people over there have been killing themselves since 16. Look, it just goes on and on. They have been killing themselves for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's not going to stop. And, again, this is about hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts. This is about the war machine needing to have a war and using Iraq as a launch base to invade Iran and Syria. And if you just go read the official Pentagon plans, that's the case, something the New York Times and the Washington Post will never publish. But I'll tell you what, New York Post, you've got a lot of nerve with your headline that it's treason. And I've heard the neocon talk show host on talk radio for several years saying, if you oppose the war, you're a traitor, you should be arrested because by criticizing the war, you're aiding al-Qaeda. And every time somebody shoots back at our troops, they're called al-Qaeda. Though in congressional studies and other reports they've admitted there is no, quote, al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda, in Iraq. They call Shia, they call Sunni, they call bandits who are just robbing people al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is just a catch-all term for a population that can't find Mesopotamia on a map. Al-Qaeda is just a boogeyman, like, you know, something out of Aladdin's lamp. And that's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. Then they tried to claim that Saddam was in bed with al-Qaeda. The truth is he was constantly fighting against the insurgents that were coming out of Iran for the entire time he was in power from 1979 until 2003. So I actually go research the history of Saddam. Find out at the age of 18 he was hired and trained by the CIA, that he carried out assassinations against communists in Iraq. I'm not defending him. He's a horrible CIA killer. The point is that they set him up. They told him to attack Iran. They told him go ahead and attack Kuwait. They told him, we've got a defense treaty with you, not with Kuwait. They set him up. They set up their own agent, like they always do. It's the same thing over and over again. All right. Before we go to the news here and come back with your calls, I just want to talk about the real treason. In March of 2005, George Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin, the leaders of the North American continent, signed the North American Union Agreement, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. A month ago, Judicial Watch was able to get the minutes through a FOIA request, partial release. You ought to go up there and read it, hundreds of pages for yourself. You need to go to judicialwatch.org and read it. It's, oh, this is North American Union. We've got to keep it secret from the people. We're going to have a carbon tax on the fuels. We're going to control everybody. We're going to have unlimited immigration into all three of the countries from outside of the North American continent. And then we're going to have unlimited migration of foreigners that come into Canada and Mexico into the U.S. Go read it. And they talk about keeping it secret from the American, Canadian, and Mexican people. We have the Freedom of Information Act documents. Now that is treason, dissolving the United States. As Lou Dobbs said, the end of the U.S. as we know it. And again, 90%+ of Americans in major polls, CNN, Gallup, and others, are against the North American Union. Now that's treason, not some phony boogeyman so the military has somebody to attack over in Iraq. So you want to talk about treason? What about the open borders? What about the gun control? What about $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon? What about mass looting and corruption? That's what we're really facing. All right, tons of news, your calls, a bunch of big medical developments on the other side. Stay with us.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I've got a police state report I'm going to get to before the transmission ends in the next hour. From the Daily Tribune out of Georgia, a magistrate judge had decided a couple will be prosecuted for stalking a police officer. They put a radar gun and camera at the side of the street by their house on their own property because a teenager is speeding, and then the police officer kept speeding by at over 16 miles an hour over the speed limit. So they didn't call and tattle on him. They called him, and then he tried to have them criminally charged for stalking. We'll tell you what ended up happening with that case late last week. Also, again, we've got the big news about suppressed report shows cancer linked to genetically modified potatoes. London Independent, New York Times reports on the furor over rush to require cervical cancer vaccine for all young girls. That's a hoax in and of itself. There is no law. Perry can't do that. We'll go over it. Also, a blow to free speech. You know, I don't agree with people like Urs Zundel that basically say Hitler was a good guy. And I know Hitler killed a lot of people, including millions of Jews. But even if he said stuff that I disagree with, I will fight to the death for his right to say it. And he's been sentenced to 5 years. He was extradited out of the U.S. He'd lived here since the early 1950s, since he was a young man, and in fact, a teenager. And Ernst Zundel was sent back to Germany, held for 2 years, and then tried. And the judge said it doesn't matter whether what he's saying is true or not. He's not allowed to say it. And they're trying to pass similar laws here in the U.S. They have passed similar laws in Canada. In fact, he was a Canadian citizen. They deported him out of Canada to Germany because he was also a dual German citizen. Again, I don't agree with the La Reconquista movement saying that all whites and blacks should be forced out of the United States, but I agree with their right to say it, the racist Hispanics. I don't agree with things that David Duke has to say, but he has a right to say it. I don't agree with certain black militant groups that, you know, that black professor last year said kill all whites. I think that's terrible, and if somebody acts on that, then he can get in trouble. But Again, he has a free speech right to do anything up until the point you start calling for killing people. I think he did go over the line. So we'll go over that just a little bit as well. And I'm going to get into white supremacist activities after we take some calls. Again, this is out of the Orlando Sentinel. This came out on Thursday. The AP picked it up on Friday. Subsequent reports yesterday and today. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. That is the Orlando Sentinel headline. Folks, I've gone and protested now, 10 of these rallies over the years. My staff has protested 3 or 4 others. We shot video last year here in Austin and documented that it was really informants and feds not infiltrating the groups, running the groups, and now here it is in the Orlando Sentinel. And we'll explain why they're doing that. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Robert Cole, Mark, Raheen, Diana, and many others. But Mark has been holding the longest, so we're going to go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, welcome to the airwaves.
Oh, what a privilege to speak with you again, bro. Recently, Dr. Bates was at some kind of religious broadcaster thing, so they had somebody filling in for him. And I'm asking him if we could set aside the ad hominem arguments. And, you know, I brought up the chief most obvious.
For those who don't know, you're talking about a nationally syndicated Christian radio show that routinely attacks me.
Well, I wouldn't say routinely, but...
Well, I haven't listened about 3 or 4 years. I've got a few affiliates that also carry the show, and I've actually heard the audio files many times. I don't know if he's doing it now.
Right. Well, the thing is, I said, you know, regarding basically the thing I pointed out is that you're at the ad hominem argument that Dr. Bates has used, that you're just trying to sell DVDs, is, you know, it's like, given that your stuff is on Google Video, your argument is meaningless. And then basically the guy who was filling in said that you don't offer solutions and that somehow you were culpable for the guy who kind of went off the deep end and tried to burn down the Bohemian Grove. And I'm like, Alec, you never asked for anybody to do something so stupid. And correct me if I'm mistaken, basically what you're calling for is, one, people should get informed. They need to check things out for themselves. They need to wake up other people and write and otherwise express their concerns to local representatives in the state legislatures and the Congress critters.
Listen, I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your support, sir. I went to your call first, though, because I thought it was somebody disagreeing. I just saw here in the box that, hey, people say you just do this to sell DVDs, so I wanted to address that. But let me just go back to what happened at Bohemian Grove. That's where the world elite go. It's admitted. It's been on national U.S. television, the footage I shot. Secret Rulers of the World's aired from Japan to England to right here in the U.S., the most aired program ever on the Trio Network. And a lot of national Christian shows just said Skull and Bones doesn't exist, Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, I'm making it up, I'm crazy, I'm of the devil, I'm a liar, George Bush is a Christian. And yeah, Jeff Gannon, the male madam that keeps visiting the White House at midnight is a gay porn star, but that's okay too. And the New York Post headline, top gay porn star service moguls at Bohemian Grove, I guess they're lying about it too. I mean, I don't know who they're servicing there, but the point is they're doing some servicing. And when I snuck into the Grove, I had a lot of people hitting on me. I thought I'd walked into a gay bar. But again, it's like Congressman Foley ran the Missing and Exploited Children program, and I mean, what, we've had 2 different deputy heads of Homeland Security caught in pedophilia now. I mean, that's mainstream news. There's whole websites dedicated to the Republican pervert scandals. And it's almost like you've, I guess, got to be involved in it to join their club. I mean, I'm sorry reality is this scary and freaked out. I'm just reporting on what's going on. And Democrats are into it, too. Barney Frank was caught running an underage brothel in the late 90s out of his Maryland high-rise. He had a townhouse, 3 stories, and we're talking about 14, 15-year-old boys. And he said, I'm going to start blowing the whistle on everybody. And the FBI and everyone just dropped it and said, that's it. No. Barney Frank walked out, gave a press conference, said, that's right. Keep your mouth shut. And they said, yes, sir. So for cops out there listening that don't believe that, just go do a LexisNexis or Google search. You'll get the mainstream news articles about it. I mean, it's and again, he's a Democrat. It gets really scary when you find out this stuff's going on, and then there's a lot of, quote, Christians who are in denial. They don't know how badly they've been fooled. Now, getting back to my films, my passion is waking people up. My passion is reaching out to folks. I pioneered the inexpensively made political tract documentary. I've been making films for 10 years. Going back 8 years ago, as early as 1999, I would upload my films to file sharing networks for free the day they were completed. If you go to Google Video, you'll see Terror Storm, Martial Law, films like that uploaded by me, it will say, by me, by my office, for free. Imagine making a $100,000 film. Does Paramount do that? Does Fox News Corp do that? No, they don't do that. Okay? And so I put my films out for free. And, yes, I do sell them. How am I going to run an office, have cameras, hire crew, do everything we do without charging for my films? It's not bad to have your political view. I'm honest about my political view about things. We have a global criminal government completely out of control that's bought off most governments and is destroying our liberties and freedoms and lying to us and setting up a high-tech control grid, a police state. And I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight the North American Union. I'm going to fight the open borders. I'm going to fight for the Second Amendment. I'm going to defend the Bill of Rights. I'm a constitutionalist, okay? I don't swear allegiance to a party. I swear allegiance to America and to what it stands for, and that's its founding documents, its heart and soul. So when people start attacking me, I mean, how would I make a film? How would I get on airplanes and fly places and do interviews? How would I go to England? How would I bust my butt? I was working on a new film I'm doing today. I'll go see my family for a few hours after the show. Then I'm going to go back to the office till about 1 in the morning. I mean, that's why I work this hard. Trey, who's running the show right now, came in to get cameras last night to bring him in to videotape this radio show. We put it on the web and put it out. And, he saw me there at 11 o'clock at night working last night. This is what I do. This is what I'm committed to do. And Peter Jennings could get $12 million a year to read off a teleprompter and put out, you know, government propaganda. But I'm not supposed to be able to write a book, self-publish it, and sell it to get the word out. So it just bounces right off of me. It means nothing. In fact, I have a tendency of not plugging my films and telling you how you can get them. But you can call toll-free 888-253-3139 and get them, or go to Infowars.com and order them off the secure online safe shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Terror Storm hit number 8 on the Amazon.com charts and has been in the top 200 for the last 4 months. So be sure and get Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, for yourself. We'll be back with more of your calls, tons of news. Stay with us.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. I've got a guest coming up for about 30 minutes in the next hour that I'm going to get into a bunch of other news, but I want to try to get to your calls now, but try to be brief so I can get to the next person. Let's go ahead and see who's been holding the longest here. Let's take a call from Raheen in New York. Raheen, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you?
Good, sir.
Listen, man, I've been checking out Lou Dobbs for the last 6 months. I was wondering if you ever decided to get him as a guest on your show.
We have been trying to get Lou Dobbs. You know, I've gotten Charlton Heston and Charlie Sheen and congressmen and senators and former defense ministers on the program, but we have had no luck getting through all of his staff. Very, very busy person, I would imagine.
I definitely can. He's been right on point with the borders and amongst other issues that I'm very happy. At least some of the media is starting to wake up.
Well, that's why he's got the number one show on CNN.
Definitely.
People want to hear the truth. They want to hear real issues.
Well, I have one other thing. I want to thank you for posting that documentary about vaccinations on your website. It's very informative. What is it called? Head and Truth, right?
There are a lot of documentaries that we post YouTube and Google videos every day on a wide range of issues that we think are informative on the sites.
Well, I know that this one is, I guess, either from England or Australia. Do you know of any good, like, American vaccination documentaries?
There are a bunch of them. As soon as I go to break, I'll remember some of the names. I'll try to remember some of the films and books on the subject that are out there. But I would just do a Google search on the video category for vaccines.
Okay. And I just want to say thanks again, man. You woke me up 4 years ago. Haven't been the same since. I've been trying to wake up everybody I know here in New York, and just want to say God bless you.
Sir, God bless you, too. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Good job, as usual. Two quick questions, if I may. First off, as you know, February is designated as Black History Month, and as I get older, I think about that, and I think the more I think about it, the less I like it. I'm just wondering if you know anything about it. What's the history? Who started it? Where did it start? What got it going?
Well, I mean, first off, what's your perspective? Are you black, Hispanic, white?
I am black, yes. And
why don't you like it?
Because I'm wondering why it's just designated as 1 month as opposed to January and then March through December. And it seems like it's magnified on that month only, but almost forgotten about.
Well, I think it was started as a good idea to get blacks to look at all the achievements and the contributions that blacks have made to science and literature and agriculture and society. I don't tend to like who, with Black History Month, the media tends to promote. blacks who had ideas that forward kind of a globalist agenda. I think if there's any problem with it, that's it.
Who falls in that category, do you think?
Oh, there's just been some socialists and communists that they've promoted.
The other quick question is, you were talking about Pat Tillman the other day, I think Thursday or Friday. Is it your belief that that whole scenario was planned to get him in that ravine at 2 o'clock in the morning
so
they could absolutely kill him?
Yes, and I appreciate your call. Again, I can't do justice on that, and that's the frustration is I could spend an hour on that. My office has talked to Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman, the former NFL football player's brother. We've talked to Kevin. All I can say is the San Francisco Chronicle and several other publications did report excerpts of the Army captain who did the initial report and said that foul play, that there was evidence that criminal foul play was involved. And then the Army tried to lie with three different stories that he charged Al-Qaeda, was trying to kill, Al-Qaeda leaders. Turned out there weren't any Al-Qaeda for hundreds of miles around, or Taliban for that matter. And I've interviewed a lot of other Army officers. At the time, we're criticizing, saying we're never allowed to engage. If we capture a Taliban general, we're ordered to release him. We're here to guard poppy fields. And Pat had gone there he really thought that Al-Qaeda had attacked us on 9/11, so he was there really to fight. And when he found out that it was just basically, just like Jessica Lynch said, a photo op, a fable, and that they were just there to guard opium production that then exploded, he was starting to get angry. They couldn't have Pat Tillman go public, could they? That would sink them. And so he got some bullets put into him. But what we do know is they lied and tried to give him medals and claimed he died fighting Al-Qaeda, and then they had to admit it was friendly fire. Now they've been very secretive about exactly what happened. It wouldn't be the first time. Five members of the unit that Jessica Lynch was in, remember Private Lynch? Her convoy got ambushed, and then the hospital gets her. The Iraqis had pulled out. They called our troops. Jerry Bruckheimer, the BBC, reported the big director, got on SAT TV and told the Delta Force how to go in, how to make it look like a daring raid. And so they kicked down doors that weren't locked, assaulted people for no reason. Then Jessica Lynch said, look, members of her unit that survived started saying, listen, she hid and cowered. She didn't fight anybody. It was a Hispanic gentleman who really did fight the Iraqis. Up on top of the truck with a machine gun and got shot a bunch, then finally stabbed to death, bayoneted to death. And so five people who shot their mouths off died in a two-week period before Lynch went public and said it's all a fable. One of them was in Arizona in a nice neighborhood barbecuing in their backyard. Somebody popped over a privacy fence in a black uniform with a black mask, double-tapped into the head with total precision. I mean, total professional hit. Others would be pulled over and drowned on the side of the road. Others committed suicide. They were all killed to try to keep that official story going. And then I think Lynch, to stay alive, went public and admitted it was all a Pentagon fraud because they wanted to have a nice blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. Oh, look, women in the military really work. It came out they wanted to use her to push women in the military. And that's a fact. Didn't know about it? Why don't you go research it for yourself? Let's go ahead and take another call. Got a new phone system here. It keeps reloading on me. Let's talk to Diane in Florida. Diane, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I know you're pressed for time, so I won't go into what I was going to. But being a typical, not wealthy person, but wanting to do something, I wanted to ask you first, if I start buying your films, if I would be allowed to place them in our public library.
Yes, ma'am. You don't even need to buy my documentaries. If you can find somebody who's already got them, get them to make copies. I don't want you to order my films on DVD or VHS, the 15 films I've made, unless you're going to make copies for nonprofit purposes to get them out to people.
Well, I would just like to be able to do something.
Ma'am, libraries let you donate anything you've purchased.
Yeah.
You could go buy Tragedy and Hope, or you could go buy Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire.
Everyone else
by Gibbon.
Out there will, too.
You could go buy Red Dragon for that matter, and
but
go.
For us that wring our hands and wonder what can we do, I was hoping that everyone out there listening might just try that, even to put one film in the public library in your local area and help out.
Absolutely, it's a fabulous idea, and you don't need my authorization to do that, ma'am. I make my films as a passion to get the truth out to expose criminals. The little bit of money I have just sits in the bank. I don't even, everybody that knows me knows I'm a very frugal person. I do all this because I love this country, I hate tyranny, and I'm fighting. So, yes, make copies of my films, donate my films, watch them for free at Google Video. Just again, that's why I put them out for free. I just want to get the word out. Let us now go ahead and continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Cole. And, Cole, where is Cole calling from? Again, new phone system in here. He's calling, 183. Right here, I guess, in Austin, Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hey, I've been listening to you since the days of Mike East. But for a long, long time. Got three real quick questions and then like to hear your response.
Sure, we got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, on the deal with the Congress on the treason deal, if that's really true, and I believe just about everything you say, if that's a fact, how come Bush doesn't have the FBI and the Homeland Security going in there and arresting these people?
Let me stop. Let me be clear. I was reporting on the New York Times, reporting on the New York Post. So I didn't believe the New York Times. I went and clicked through, found the cover story from yesterday, from Saturday, out of the New York Post, Rupert Murdoch's rag. And it did indeed say that they're all treasonous traitors and enemies of America. Now people who are elected by us aren't supposed to be able to have their own opinion or vote. And again, Oliver North says the troop surge is a horrible idea. He's against it. So the Congress is against the troop surge, and they're traitors. Oliver North's a traitor. I'm a traitor. Congress is traitors. The Republicans that voted against it are traitors. I mean, this is ridiculous. No, it's our rights to have our opinion and to elect our representatives, and this war is a fraud and has no end in sight and no goals. We've been lied to the whole time. The people saying that it's treason are the real traitors, because they're trying to say there's no First Amendment, and they're trying to butcher our Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're trying to kill the soul of America. Terrorists can't kill America and kill our soul, but people that come to kill our Bill of Rights can. Bush said the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. Then why is he always trying to get rid of all our freedoms while leaving our borders wide open? And I'll get into that later. The illegal aliens don't have to show ID to get bank accounts that finally broke again big time this week. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Burn attention.